AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. Left for dead 5.5 weeks ago, the Tigers are knocking on the door of the AL wildcard. Correspondent Greg Eklund explains.
Tarek Skubal picked up his 17th win of the year in the Detroit Tigers' 4-2 win over the Kansas City Royals. Skubal pitched 5 innings and got all the run support he needed when the Tigers scored 3 runs in the third, enabling them to sweep the 3-game series.
Look at our season. We got off to a good start, and then we kind of slumped through the middle, and now look at us. You know, trade deadline, we were sellers, and now look at us. I think that speaks to the guys in this room, and there's no quit.
The surging Tigers are only a half game behind the Minnesota Twins for the third and final wild card spot in the American League. Detroit is also 25-10. In their last 35 games.
The Guardians put together a 3-run 10th to earn a 5-4 walk-off win over the Twins. After Carlos Correa delivered a 2-run single in the top of the 10th, Kyle Manzardo, Will Brennan, and Brian Rocchio slapped RBI singles, allowing Cleveland to take a 6-game lead in the AL Central. Guardians starting pitcher Tanner Bibee says it was great to see his 3 teammates come up with the big hits.
All these young guys coming on. I mean, Manzo, since he's been up here, he's been unbelievable. I mean, Will, since he came back too, I mean, it's a big at-bat to get the ball to Rocchio eventually. So, I mean, it was unbelievable to watch.
Correa drove in all 4 runs for Minnesota. The Yankees have stretched their lead in the AL East to 5 games over the Orioles with a 2-1 10-inning win over the Mariners. Aaron Judge's ball club also clinched its 59th postseason appearance with the victory.
We're excited. You know, we definitely know the job's not finished. You know, we're hunting this division. But get an opportunity to, you know, punch our ticket back in the postseason after last year missing out, it means a lot.
Anthony Rizzo drove in both New York runs, including a tie-breaking double in the 10th. With runners at the corners in the bottom half, Seattle's Julio Rodriguez was picked off third following a strikeout. The M's forced extra innings on Justin Turner's home run in the 8th. The Mariners are 3 games out of a wild card spot and 5 games behind the AL West leading Astros. Craig Heist was on hand for the Orioles' latest loss.
Mike Yastrzemski and Michael Conforto each homered to lead the Giants to a 5-3 win over the struggling Orioles. Baltimore has lost 8 of its last 10 games. Dean Kramer went 6 innings for the Orioles and took the loss. He is 7-10. The Orioles loaded the bases in the 7th with 2 out, but Colton Kowser flied out to end the inning.
No, I felt like we had good at-bats all night. You know, I just think we're missing that big hit right now. You know, I feel like we strung together some good ones throughout the night, and I think the mindset going forward is just get it to the next guy.
Hours after wrapping up the NL Central with a Cubs loss, the Brewers went out and won a battle of division leaders. Here's Chuck Freeman.
By game time, the Brewers had known they had clinched the NL Central. Then they went out and had a walk-off win over the Phillies 2-1. Jake Bowers delivered a 1-out RBI single in the bottom of the 9th inning to plate the winning run. Shortstop Willy Adames says the Brewers can make a run in October.
Everybody was doubting us in the beginning that we were not going to be able to do this, and, you know, we proved them wrong. Hopefully we can go all the way in and win it all. The team we have this year is special. A lot of talent, a lot of young guys that are hungry to win.
The Phillies' magic number remains at 4 to clinch the NL East.
The Mets exploded for 9 runs in the 4th inning of a 10-0 dismantling of the Nationals. New York completed a 3-game sweep and stayed tied with the Diamondbacks for the second NL wild card, 2 games ahead of the Braves. Brandon Nimmo's 3-run homer capped the 4th inning fireworks.
Just glad that I could, you know, come through for the guys there and some of the work that we've been putting in, just, you know, see that come to fruition, and so you know, very, very glad, but we'll just keep building on it. It's a good building block, and keep working to be better.
The Braves entered a 3-game skid and stayed 2 games from an NL wildcard berth with a 7-1 downing of the Reds. Winning pitcher Spencer Schwellenbach allowed a run and 5 hits over 6 innings.
I think I'm up over 150 innings, so kind of feel like I kind of hit a new wave, I guess. Last month of the season, kind of get an extra gear there.
Atlanta's bats came through with a 3-run 7th to end a 1-1 standoff. Marcell Ozuna hit a solo shot to put the Braves ahead, ending his 26-game homerless drought and 19-game RBI skid. The Padres continue to hold a 2.5-game lead for the first NL wild card. Philip Gaughan reports from San Diego.
Dylan Cease allowed 2 hits over 8 1/3 innings, leading the San Diego Padres to a 4-0 win over the Houston Astros. Cease retired the first 15 Astro hitters before Jason Hayward singled to end the perfect game.
We're all locked in right now. We're putting in a lot of effort, and we're doing it as a team, which is the the only way to do it and the most fun part about it.
Houston starter Framber Valdez would match Cease until Manny Machado led off the sixth inning with a solo home run.
The Diamondbacks received two home runs from Corbin Carroll in a 9-4 win over the Rockies, allowing Arizona to salvage the series finale.
Getting swept here would have not been what we were thinking coming into Colorado, but you know, just finding a way to win this one and move on.
Elsewhere, the A's beat the Cubs 5-3. The Angels handed the White Sox their 117th loss 4-3. It was the Cardinals 10-5 over the Pirates. The Rangers blanked the Blue Jays 2-0. And the Red Sox were 2-1 winners over the Rays. NFL, the Rams have elected to keep Cooper Kupp on IR for the time being, hoping the wide receiver can make a quick recovery from an ankle injury suffered against the Cardinals last weekend. Kupp is in a cast but does not require surgery. Packers quarterback Jordan Love practiced briefly with the team on Wednesday. Love missed last weekend's game after suffering a left MCL injury in the season opener against the Eagles. NBA, the Cavaliers have worked out a 3-year, $38 million deal with Isaac Okoro, and the Mavericks have signed Markieff Morris. NHL and the Bruins don't expect Jeremy Swayman to be with the team when training camp opens on Thursday. The team's number one goaltender remains at a contract impasse. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.